Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of the Dalat Parshias and talking about halachas of Parshas Zochar. And so the Torah is mechayev one to remember the event that Amalek came to attack Klal Yisrael, and the Torah is mechayev us in the language of the Parsha to not just remember, but to remember to the point, the purpose of to take action to address the eradication of Amalek. So we pointed out that since here the Torah gives a command to Klal Yisrael to remember and to timcha, to destroy, that's a different language than the languages which we find in the end of Parshas B'Shalach when the Torah records the event of Amalek attacking Klal Yisrael. Even though according to the Magen Avraham, one fulfills the mitzvah of Zochar by reading that Parsha, most Acharonim disagree. One has to read the Parsha here where the Torah gives the command not only to remember, but to timcha, etc. So the point over here is that we should remember to the point where we will want to eradicate. So it would make sense that one would understand what one's reading. The Torah felt it important to say these words and this description of the event to arouse us, to remind us, create a zecher in our minds of what happened. It's important to understand the language of the psukim. So therefore, some poskim suggest that one has to know the language of the psukim when one hears Parsha Zohar. So let's go through the Parsha. It's found in Devarim Chafei, Kapitel Chafei. It's the last three psukim of Kapitel Chafei, which is psukim Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, and Yud Tes. It's the end of Parsha Kisetze. Zohar eis asher aso lecha Amalek. One must remember that which Amalek did to you. So it says the language singular l'cho, so it's referring to Klal Yisrael as a nation. When the Torah refers to Klal Yisrael as a nation, the Vilna Gaon points out the Torah talks in the singular. It's talking to us as a unit. So that's a singular. We're singular as opposed to a tzibur, as opposed to a plural. It's us, all of Klal Yisrael, as one unit. When did it happen? When you were traveling. So they did not take any consideration to the fact that Klal Yisrael was in a derech, and it's a difficult time for them. They used it as the opposite, as an opportunity to attack. Asher karcho baderech. So this word karcho, there's different explanations, but the Targum says it means that they engaged with you. They met you. And Rashi points out Baderech again that while you were in a situation which was difficult, you were traveling. They took advantage, they didn't attack Klal Yisrael directly. There's Rashi brings from Chazal that the Onan gave protection to Klal Yisrael, but their individuals, because of their various different sins, did not have the protection of the Anani HaKobit. And they were traveling outside of the Anani HaKobit. Amalek used that opportunity to attack those individuals. Those are the Nechasholim Acharecha. So they attacked the tail. So the simple understanding of the Pasuk is they killed, the Targum says, they killed those which were traveling, the stragglers which were traveling behind. And Klal Yisrael in general was thirsty and tired. So they were tired and thirsty. So there is multiple reasons to say that the appropriate thing was to respect Klal Yisrael's need. Amalek was not in danger. Klal Yisrael was not coming to attack Amalek at that point in time. They were not one of the nations which lived in Eretz Yisrael. They had no danger. So any individual which would have compassion would look at Klal Yisrael, what they went through. They were slaves. They left Mitzrayim. They're going to somewhere which doesn't affect me, so I have no best interest to stop them. And they're traveling in a mizbor, which is difficult, etc. Have compassion. But they did the opposite. And they had no fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they attacked. And therefore, it will be, when the Baruch Hu will allow you to rest, from all of your enemies, misaviv, around you, in the land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you as your inheritance. So the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, the destruction, only takes effect when Klal Yisrael is settled in the land, and they've conquered all of the enemies of the land. At that point in time, Timcha, Ezecher Amalek, Mitachos HaShemayim, you should eradicate. the remembrance of Amalek from under the heaven, Lo Tishkach, and this Chiyuv over here is do not forget it. So Chazal say Lo Tishkach means you should not forget it in your mind, and Zachar means that not only you should remember it in your head, but you have to actually verbalize it. And that's the source that we know that Zachar means over here, not just to remember it, but to actually memorialize it and declare it and say it. So that's the language of the Pesukim. With this, we clarify that point. One or two more points about Zohar. It is a mitzvah, therefore there's a concept of the mitzvah of Shichas Kavanah. A person should have in mind to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Schiras Mechias Amalek. When one hears the Kriya, one should have in mind to remember the mitzvah of Schira, which will bring to the eradication of Amalek. That's the mitzvah which one is fulfilling. That's number one. Number two, there is a minhag to repeat the last pasuk, or at least say part of the last pasuk. It's not ma'akev, but there's a question in the correct text vowelization of the verse, and therefore that's why we have the different minhagim. One should hear the kriya in the miftah, people have different ways to pronounce the letters and the vowels. There's an Ashkenazi way, Sephardi way, Temani way, etc. One should hear the kriya in their miftah, in the way that they normally pronounce it. That would be preferred. Again, it's not going to be ma'akev. Parshas Pora is also, the Mechaber says the Parshas Pora is also a Torah mitzvah. It's not clear exactly which mitzvah it's referring to, the Torah mitzvah. And therefore, he points out that the same people which need to travel in for Zachar should be traveling in and joining for Parshas Pora as well. So it's important to join for Parshas Pora. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the multiple Achronim disagree and say it's only the Rabbanon, so it does not have the same level of Chumrah. But again, the Shulchan Aruch does say it's the Raisa. We don't know exactly what mitzvah we're fulfilling, so a person would have in mind the Shei Mitzvah, and that would be sufficient to fulfill the Halacha of Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah. So this, we have covered the points we want to cover in regards to the four Parshias. Obviously, there's more to talk about, but we will conclude with this and rematch the Beis Hashem on this coming Sunday. We're starting Hilchos Shabbos, and please share this opportunity with your friends and fellow members of your community. Have a good day.